Relaxing while we're riding in a Greyhound bus. We're seeing all the scenery in Comfort Plus. It's such a comfort to take the bus
and leave the driving to us
in a Greyhound bus. Lucky us in a Greyhound bus.
Harry Messimer went to work as a Greyhound bus driver back in 1956. When Harry retired from Greyhound 31 years later, he had driven more than 1,000,000 miles. But 4 days later, he was back in the driver's seat working for Roanoke-based Abbott Trailways, where he drove for another 24 years. And when he finally really retired, he had logged in more than 2,000,000 miles behind the wheel. During Harry's career, he made numerous transcontinental trips, but most poignant was a stint as a Freedom Riders bus driver back in 1961 when he made runs to Washington, D.C. and down to Alabama and Louisiana and the Deep South. Throughout his career, Harry collected Greyhound and Trailways memorabilia, and today his extensive collection is showcased in a large room within the Virginia Museum of Transportation in Roanoke. Harry's collection is much more than just a room full of static displays, as you will likely find 83-year-old Harry Messimer manning his incredible museum, greeting and regaling visitors with tales of the heydays of Greyhound and Trailways, a time when women wore their finest and men donned their hats. Come along and join Harry Messimer at the Virginia Museum of Transportation as he recalls the heyday of bus transportation in America.
Sure glad I'm not driving in that.
Relaxing on a Greyhound.
Harry Messimer?
Harry Messimer, right.
What a pleasure. And you live here in Roanoke?
In Salem, Virginia.
Salem.
Right.
When you got out of the Korean War in, what, 56?
55. December 1955. Mm-hmm. Came with Greyhound in 1956.
All right. What attracted you to be a Greyhound driver?
I needed work, so I started, and it was a wonderful company for all those 31 years. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And it's not that long ago in history, and yet it was a different world in America. It was the way to travel in 1956, wasn't it?
Train and bus also, and that was it. Started out in Jacksonville, Florida, Columbia, South Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee, and finally ended up in Roanoke, Virginia, the last 10 years I worked for them.
Typically, where would you drive to?
Out of Roanoke here, running Washington, New York, Richmond, and Norfolk. And on tours, most anywhere. Canada, Nova Scotia, trips out west and back.
Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon, California, all the way back. 12 days, one trip. 22 days to go west and back with the same group of people.
And you're all still friends when you got back.
Very good friends.
Tell us about the type of people who traveled by Greyhound in the 50s. It was very different than today.
The ladies wore hats and gloves. The men dressed up. The men had hats on also.
For bus travel.
And nowadays they can't keep their pants up. Ooh, that's what I tell them anymore. All different groups of people. Everybody nice, very nice and cordial, you know, very nice.
In the mid-50s when you were driving Greyhound buses, some of the buses, the old Silver Sides,
yes,
and whatnot, they were from World War II. Right?
They were World War II. Mm-hmm. They sure were. That's a good bus. It's a nice bus.
It's a classic, isn't it?
It was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And the double-decker, I started with that. That one and the Scenic Cruiser.
When did the double-decker Scenic Cruiser Greyhound come out?
1951. And they made over 1,000 of them.
So that was the real cool way to travel then, wasn't it?
Something great in those days.
Up high and had a real panoramic.
The bus, when it was built, cost $50,000. Man, that's a lot of money in those days.
So I imagine inside it was pretty well appointed and almost like an aircraft.
Almost like an aircraft, right. Very nice.
And I imagine that bus was designed like go to national parks and real scenic tours, right?
Scenic tours and to haul freight. Greyhound made more in the early 60s and through the 70s on freight than it did passengers.
So you're saying some of the Greyhound buses didn't even carry people, they were freighters?
Well,
or they were always combination?
But combination. But they did. They made more on freight than they did passengers for many, many years until UPS come along.
That was the way that you ship stuff in America.
That's how they did it then, and now they fly it in here. And we were hauling all the freight then.
On buses?
On buses. People never heard that. They didn't know they hauled that much freight. We had freight, sometimes freight, nothing but freight on the buses, inside and out, and Christmas time especially, holidays, in Christmas.
An interesting dynamic of Greyhound and the drivers has to do with an ugly period of our American history, and that's the Freedom Riders.
True.
Yeah, so you guys were involved in that and transporting people, weren't you?
Yes, very much so.
Do you remember that time?
Very, very much. It's kind of sad and it's kind of scary at times.
Oh, I bet. Because you as a driver, your life is at risk.
Right.
And you knew when you took off in that Greyhound bus with a load of people going down south that you might die.
That's right.
As the driver.
That is very true. Demonstrators, a load of demonstrators on the bus. Nothing but demonstrators.
So did you ever have one of those runs?
I had a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Take them to Washington, D.C., staying with them until they demonstrated for 4 or 5 days and take them back toward Mississippi and Alabama.
And when you think back at that day, what comes to mind?
It's just a sad time. To see and the way people act and how they throw it off on the United States and how they acted toward our freedom we have here.
You were involved in a real seminal period in 20th century history in America.
It was very, very different. And like I say, it was scary sometimes, really. When you get a load of people, all of them are demonstrators, and you had to stay with them 4 or 5 days in D.C. and then bring them back down this way, then send them on back to Alabama, say, in Mississippi.
Were how many trucks or cars try to run you off the road?
No. Everything worked good that way. I kind of watched myself and made sure. I looked out for things like that. It did happen, but I was very cautious.
And did you have any driver friends that had some bad things happen to them?
A few, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used humor with people. I kid them and carry on with them and let them know that I was human also. So
we've come a long ways, haven't we?
We have come a long ways. We sure have.
So how many miles do you think you drove total?
Over 1.5 million with Greyhound. And then after I retired from Greyhound after 31 years, I stayed retired 4 days and went to work for Abbott Trailways on tours and worked 24 more years.
Wow.
55 years to go all together.
So total miles that you've driven buses, roughly.
I didn't keep it down with Abbott Trailways. We didn't have it way over $2 million.
And any wrecks along the way?
Hey, back on wood, no.
That's a pretty good record.
People say, why do you come here and volunteer and work for nothing now? I say, the good Lord's been good to me all these years. No accidents, hadn't hurt anybody. I can afford to do it.
That's great. So here we are in Roanoke, Virginia, and we're in a railroad museum, right?
Right.
And it's a transportation museum, and that's why you're here.
It's a transportation museum, and the directory gave me this room and wanted to know if I had enough stuff to fill it up. I said, I'll fill it up.
So we're in an entire room that is totally filled with Greyhound memorabilia and transportation.
Yes, sir.
This is all your personal collection. This is incredible.
People say, where'd you find this stuff? Yeah. When they change the bus station from downtown out to a service station somewhere, take it to the dump, but they don't have room for it in that service station. I said, give me a box and a bag. And I went to other stations that were going to smaller places. I did the same things in those 31 years.
What are the things you're most proud of?
I'm proud of my toys, all my toy buses. And don't forget the Lady Greyhound. Steve Allen had a show on for 1 year one time, and he was sponsored by Greyhound.
So they had a Lady Greyhound dog on TV.
Dog, and she had pups, and that was on TV. And
did you ever meet Lady Greyhound dog?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
I bet you wish you did.
I wished I had. I just have pictures, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, my toys and my pictures of the fellas that I worked with and all my friends.
That's great.
Oh, we had a great company to work for, and everybody was very, very nice. All the employees were very, very nice. We looked after each other.
Well, Harry Messimer, what a pleasure to meet you. A real honor.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, what is your name now?
My name's Tom. Tom Wilmer.
Tom Wilmer. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you talking and asking questions.
Glad I stopped in.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah. Well, me too. Thanks for sharing.
All right. Anytime.
Oh, Greyhound, and leave the driving to us. Oh, Greyhound,
and leave the driving to us.
relaxing while we're riding in a Greyhound bus. We're seeing all the scenery in comfort plus. It's such a comfort to take the bus
and leave the driving to us
in a Greyhound bus. Lucky us in a Greyhound bus.